we're gonna sneak in here.
Laura Brenner is taking me to the Wrigley Memorial at night. It's pitch black. She takes out her night vision goggles. We're looking for bats.
It's cricket sounds, at least. It's a lot of staring up at the sky. It's a lot of patience and a lot of a rich interior life where you can kind of retreat into when you're just sitting there bored out of your mind waiting for an animal to show up. You can't do anything other than quiet contemplation.
Laura studied biology in Minnesota and Montana. She dreamed of working with wildlife on an island and is now one of two wildlife biologists with the Catalina Island Conservancy. The island also hosts 1 million tourists every year. Those things together, it means Laura has a lot of work to do.
I mean, just as an example, my day today was I sent off some environmental DNA samples because we're starting up a bullfrog monitoring program. And then I investigated a fox mortality in two harbors. That's like a pretty average day.
Laura takes her responsibilities seriously, especially in the summer.
And sometimes you want to give people access to land because, you know, how else are they going to become passionate about nature and about conservation?
At the same time, Laura says the island can be loved to death.
These people, they're on vacation. They care about the land, too. They're just new.
Laura lives in Middle Ranch in a mobile home subsidized by the Conservancy.
I have a fenced yard with native plants in the garden. There's a bald eagle nest above my house with a chick in it this year. There's bison in my yard on a daily basis. Sometimes I can't leave my house because the herd is in my yard. There's a barn full of bats just across the fence from me. You know, I live at work basically, but it's you know, so sometimes I'm getting up in the middle of the night to give a sick fox fluids. For a while, I was kind of worried I would go crazy living out there by myself, but I really come to enjoy that lifestyle.
How often are you outside by yourself like this at night?
Typically, if I'm going out at night, we go in pairs. You know, there's nothing too dangerous out here, but you don't really want to startle a bison at night.
She's worked with a lot of animals.
Yeah.
Right now, she's focusing on bats.
Let's see if I can list them all. Yuma myotis, California myotis. Hoary bats.
The Catalina Island Conservancy just started researching bat behavior on the island.
That's five. I know there's more than that. Long-eared bats, long-eared myotis.
Laura's hoping that non-native plants might attract different kinds of bats that are just passing through. That's why we're at Wrigley Memorial, to spot these bats while they're out.
This isn't a maternity colony, so usually with the maternity colonies, you're seeing hundreds flying out at once.
Bats can be indicators of issues in the ecosystem. They're like a bellwether. If bats are dying off, it's not good news for the rest of us.
And bats are a great one because they're really sensitive to human disturbance, pesticides, climate change. So if something's wrong in general, the bats may react first.
Humans can't hear bat sonar, so she uses a handheld echo meter. It's a microphone that goes on your phone and records bat calls.
If we put it, maybe, I don't know if there's somewhere high up we could put it. But what the app does is it, as it's recording it, it's slowing it way down. So it turns into something that's audible to us. It doesn't really sound anything like how it really sounds, but it's just kind of a way for us to interpret and visualize the data.
I feel like we're in the show Stranger Things.
I feel like we're going to get eaten by
Borgon
or whatever. Most people just see them kind of as a blur going by overhead.
But Laura has come to love bats.
The amount of complexity in just their faces and their hearing structure, it's like no other animal on the planet.
Catalina is a paradise for bats because of the diversity of plants. There are also fewer predators. Unfortunately, hikers on the island can cause the bats to leave their roost and sometimes even to die.
So I like to go off island to kind of get a little bit of culture and excitement in LA and kind of decompress and get perspective on life and sit on the train and realize there's a million people in this world who don't know I exist or care about me and my problems.
But she worries about the bats and the other animals on the island.
you feel guilty leaving the island even for a weekend, because if something happens and you're not there, it's like, you know, nothing, nobody else can do it other than you. So if they blink out under my watch, like, that's a horrible feeling.
As a young wildlife biologist in the days of rapid climate change, Laura feels she's doing God's work.
This isn't just any nature preserve. There's saw-whet owls calling. Sounds like an alarm going off, but it's a little more pleasant than that, I guess. Just a gentle hooting in the background. I hear, bullfrogs and tree frogs and crickets. I hear the bald eagles calling in the evening.
Back at the Wrigley Memorial, the evening is dark and quiet.
What would you do in a world without animals?
Die. Yeah, I don't know. That would suck. I do worry about that sometimes. I don't think I would want to live like that. What's that? I don't know what that was. Oh, I think that might have been a bat.
On Catalina Island, I'm Dinah Carden for the Transom Traveling Workshop.
See if maybe it comes back.